Such a joy and a privilege to be with you today. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. I'm very honored to be with you. One of the principal reasons for Chrism Mass is that we celebrate the Mass with all the faithful in the diocese, priests, lay faithful, and so on, surrounded by your bishop. And, of course, we're saddened that Bishop John can't be with us today, and I know his heart is with all of us today. I know very much that you are in his heart, and I'm sure your hearts are also very much united with his heart as well. I want to thank Bishop Gilmore so much for being here. I really, when I found out you were coming, it brought me a lot of peace. So thank you so much for your presence today as well. So that's one of the reasons we gather around the faithful get together. The second reason, of course, one another reason for this Chrism Mass is for the blessing of the oils that will be used throughout the church year, the liturgical year. And scripture scholar Brant Petrie has some beautiful thoughts on this oil that we use for throughout the year. He explains it all goes back to Adam and Eve, believe it or not, when Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, to the place called Gethsemane. And why these places? Well, Jewish tradition, the tree of good and evil was thought to be a fig tree, not an apple tree, but a fig tree. The tree of life was considered to be an olive tree. And of course, as we know, if you've been to Israel lately, the Mount of Olives was and still is today full of olive trees. And Gethsemane was the place where they would press the oil to make the olive oil. And so Jesus is, of course, the new Adam, right, who comes to inaugurate a new tree of life himself, his body, his blood, his very gift of himself on the cross. Blessed oil, of course, becomes the oil that we use for the sacraments. Jesus, in a sense, is in many ways, as Brant Petrie exclaims, becomes the oil of salvation that is, in a sense, pressed on the wood of the cross. And really, Jesus is always giving his life to us, always laboring to love us, to give us his very, very presence. And so this blessed oil is really the labor of his love for you and I and for his people. And of course, the third purpose of this gathering for the Chrism Mass is for us priests and religious holy orders as we renew our vows. And of course, we do it on this day near Holy Thursday because Jesus instituted the priesthood and the Holy Eucharist on Holy Thursday night. Pope Francis, a few years ago, wrote something beautiful about this anointing that we receive as priests. He said this. He says, we have been anointed to anoint. We've been anointed to anoint. We anoint by distributing ourselves, distributing our vocation and our heart. So when we anoint others, we ourselves are anointed anew by the faith and the affection of our people. And isn't that so true for all of us, right? The more we give, the more we receive. The more we love the people, the more they love us in return. And he goes on, we anoint by dirtying our hands and touching the wounds, the sins, and the worries of our people. We anoint by perfuming our hand and touching their faith, their hopes, their fidelity, and the unconditional generosity of their self-giving. Being with Jesus in the midst of our people is the most beautiful place to be. Isn't that the truth, right? To be with the people, to be with them, their thoughts, their worries, their concerns, their illnesses. In a sense, we give them, we anoint them with the presence of Jesus. And their presence, in a sense, anoints us as well. So Fulton Sheen makes a great point about the gospel reading today, about Jesus came to the synagogue to proclaim the gospel based on Isaiah. And he says, you know, that was in the time of the Babylonian exile, and the people were longing to go back. And today in Jesus, it all centers around Jesus, who comes to, in a sense, those who are blind to see the light, to see the light of Jesus, the light of the world, God, to those in captives, to free those who are in the midst of sin, imprisoned by sin. And so Jesus comes, and we as priests play a special role in bringing healing to the people. I shared this story with my priest from Salina, but many years ago, I was the vocation director for our diocese, and I went to a seminary where they were celebrating the year for priest. And part of their year celebrating the year for priest was seminarians had to get up and talk about who their priest hero was. And so I happened to visit the seminary when this young seminarian got up and spoke about his priest hero. And he started his talk by saying, it seems kind of odd to talk about priests as heroes. He says the worldly view, you know, they always get the girl in the end, right? When it comes to in the world's views. And I laughed and chuckled at his comment, of course. But, you know, for us priests, and for all of us really, the most beautiful woman in the world we know is our Blessed Mother. And our Blessed Mother is always with us. And she has a special affection for her priest because her son was the priest, the high priest, the priest who gives his life for others. And of course, we're in this beautiful cathedral here named after Our Lady Guadalupe. And those words that she told Juan Diego are the same words for us. Am I not here, your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not the fountain of your joy? Are you not in the fold of my mantle, in the cradle of my arms? Really, the Blessed Mother tells each one of us, wherever you go, I will go with you. You will never, ever be alone. She's always gazing on us with love and affection. And so Mary really was the mother of a priest, and she always wants us to know of her affection and to really teach us in many ways by her life how to be a priest. And if we look at Mary's life, there's two things that really stick out, that really she teaches us and teaches all of us, all her children. The first is she's always aware that the presence of God is with us, that God is always there. She's aware of a presence, the presence of God. And the second thing that she teaches us that's so beautiful, she always says yes to God. Always says yes, even when she doesn't totally understand or doesn't get it completely, in a sense. She's always aware that God, his love, is stronger than the fears that we might have, that God's presence is greater than any evil in the world, that anything that can happen, that God's presence is greater than all that. You even look at the Annunciation, right, where God proposes, in a sense, to Mary, and she says yes. And what happens when she says yes? Jesus is there. And it could go on through her whole life about saying yes to God, being aware, even even at the foot of the cross, when her life was upside down, her son, beloved son, being put to death, and yet she still said yes to God, knowing that his love is greater than the sin and evil in the world. For us priests, it's not easy sometimes. Indeed, like the Blessed Mother, a sword will pierce our hearts. Sometimes we're assigned to places we had no idea where we would go. We can feel alone at times, can feel afraid, can be fearful. We can be misunderstood by people. We've had to deal with COVID. Sometimes we don't agree with the bishop's decisions. Sometimes there's so much going on, we can't keep it straight. We laugh with our people, but we also cry with them as well. And in a sense, in essence, really, we're taking on the life of Christ. We're giving our lives in sacrifice for our people whom the Lord loves. But we'll never be alone. We're never alone. We're never alone because Jesus is with us. Mary, our Blessed Mother, is there as well. I will always be with you. And my dear brothers, my dear brother priest, bishop, after a life of service to God's people, for living out the cross in your life, you're going to die. All of us are going to die. But we won't be alone. We will not be alone. Our mother will be there. And just as Jesus was crucified, the priest, crucified after giving his life and sacrifice for others, he was taken down from the cross and he was placed in his mother's arms. And you too, after you die, as you kept on saying yes to God, you will die and you too will be placed in our mother's arms and taken to the bosom of our Heavenly Father. And my dear brothers, that's really better than anything any hero could ever want.